You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
You're listening to The Sisters, Episode 4, Hair of an Angel, inspired by real events.
Can you give us our daughters back?
Yes, Thomas, we can.
You seem uneasy today, Francis.
Well, it's hard to talk about this. As a church-going woman.
How do you mean?
We'd been at rock bottom. Any hope of happiness after the death of Maud and Mary? Well, it seemed out of reach. And yet, when Thomas returned from his trip to London, things seemed to get better. Before, all he could talk about was revenge, but now he stopped talking about Mark Whitney altogether. For both of us, things began to get better. Thomas took a new position at a thriving business, Victor Electronics, where his talent was quickly noticed and rewarded with advancement.
Well, here we are, love. Come on, let's have a look, see what you think.
Before too long, we were in position to move to a new house. Just the two of us.
Right, well, this is the living room.
Ah, very nice, yeah.
It was nothing fancy, but it was a new start.
I think you'll like the kitchen, Mrs. Pollard.
Oh, yes, yeah. I can see myself living here. What do you think, Thomas?
Oh, definitely.
And there's room for one of those newfangled dishwasher machines.
Ooh.
Hey, steady on. I'm the dishwasher.
Hey, let me show you the bedrooms.
Bedrooms? More than one?
It didn't take long to settle in. And before many months had passed, it felt like a proper home.
Brought you a nice cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. Called into the manager's office today.
Oh, yeah?
He wants me to take charge of the Brentford project.
Oh? That'll mean a pay rise.
It certainly will. You know, Francis, you're looking younger than ever.
What are you talking about? It's the light.
No, it's not the light. No, it's you.
Really? Oh, well. In that case, don't just stand there, you silly man. Come to bed. My husband never seemed more attractive to me than in that moment. And 9 months later,
hard.
Keep pushing. That's good. Don't stop pushing, Frances. We don't want to leave the other one behind, do we? Come on. Big push. One more big push. That's it. Come on, Frances. Perfect. Well done. Well done.
Can I hold them? I want to hold them.
Here you are, Frances. You have two healthy, beautiful daughters. Two of a kind. Oh, look. Hungry little girls, aren't they?
Where's Thomas? I want my husband.
I'll go and get Mr. Pollard. Mr. Pollard? Mr. Pollard?
Is everything all right?
Congratulations. You have two beautiful daughters.
Oh.
Would you like to come in and meet them?
Oh, yes, please.
Mum and girls are all doing very well. Now, don't disturb them too much because they're just having their first feed.
I'm so proud of you, Frances. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I think you had something to do with it too, Thomas.
Oh, look. Those tiny little hands is perfect.
Oh, look, Thomas. Here, look at this. See, this little birthmark on her shoulder is just like Mary had.
Oh, yeah. Look at that, that's amazing.
It's the same shape too. Maybe it's a sign, Thomas.
A sign? Don't talk daft.
Mr. Pollard, there's some people to see you.
For me?
Yes, at the nurse station.
Are you sure?
Have you invited all the neighbours round?
No. I'd better go and see the way.
Oh, it's all right. Mrs. Pollard's just going to have a well-deserved cup of tea. I'm afraid you'll have to go to the canteen to get yours.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'll be back in a tick, love. Hello. I was told there was someone looking for me.
Yes, just over there, Mr. Pollard.
Thomas.
Mark.
I hear congratulations are in order.
Yes, thank you. Who are your friends?
Well, let me introduce you. You might remember Pat here from our little gathering some time ago.
Right. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And Mildred, you haven't met.
Congratulations. I'm sure Frances must be very happy.
Yeah, well, I should be getting back, really.
Twins.
Yeah. How did you know?
Nurse told us.
Oh, right, yes. Well, again, thank you for coming.
Thomas, we just wanted to remind you that we keep our promises.
Yeah, well, thank you. I really do need to get back.
And we expect you to keep yours.
Look here. Thomas. We bought a little gift for the girls.
What are they?
Lockets.
Each one containing a single hair.
From an angel.
It's meant to bring good luck.
Very thoughtful.
Off you go then. Your wife will be wondering where you are, Thomas.
Who was it, Thomas?
Oh, no one. Just some fellas from work. They send their best wishes.
Oh, that's kind of them.
Well, yeah. Actually, they wanted to give me a cigar, but I don't think the hospital would have approved.
You're quite right, Mr. Pollard. No smoking here, or we'll arrest you.
Who is this?
Frankie. This is Frankie, right?
Yes, this is Frankie getting annoyed. I'm gonna ask you again, who is this?
Not an easy question to answer. It's been a while. and everything.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
Carrie.
What?
It's Carrie. Frankie. Your sister. It's me, Carrie.
Oh. Okay, wow. Wow, really? Well, it's so great to hear from you. Where have you been? Yes, you know what? Fuck you, lady. You see me on TV and you think this is funny?
No, I think it's tragic. I want us to get back together.
You are sick. Go to hell and leave
no,
me
Frankie,
alone.
Don't.
Oh my god. Prank calls already? Jesus, it's only been 20 minutes since I was blindsided live on TV. My twin sister, Carrie, went missing 25 years ago. She was abducted, murdered, who knows. For the public, it was entertainment. Just another true crime story for the world to obsess over. But for me and my family, it tore us apart. And now I'm being trolled.
Where you been? Hey.
Right now, I just need a drink.
Hey, Frankie, speak of the devil. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm here, right? So, obviously, I'm doing just great.
What can I get you?
Just give me a Jack straight up.
I saw you on TV.
Oh, great. That was a total shit show.
You think? I've seen worse. And you know, that stuff about the skeleton was fascinating. I want to know more. Yeah, I like a good scare as much as the next guy. Yep. Here you go.
So you want a good scare, huh? Boo! All right. Give me another.
Coming right up.
You know the drill. Once an addict, it's never just one. All right. Hit me again, Carl.
Are you sure, Frankie? That's your third double. Should we just call it a sextuple?
Jesus, Carl, you're gonna engage in wordplay when I'm fucking hammered? Please, just pour me another round, right?
This one's on me.
Oh, Lord.
Here's my card. Start a tap.
Frankie?
What?
You should turn around.
God, okay, what is
it? Hey, Frankie. Okay, don't scream, just breathe, and let me look at you.
Carl, how drunk am I?
Very.
You might be drunk, kiddo, but you're not seeing a ghost. It's me, Carrie. I've come home, Frankie, and I have so much to tell you.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you're really my sister, then why are you wearing a Steelers jersey, huh?
That's your first question, huh? Well, I was raised in Pittsburgh. The family that took me,
The family that took you?
They lived out there, but...
No, you're lying. Okay, just stop. Just stop.
They took me.
You just have to stop.
Frankie, they wanted a child, they wanted a daughter, so they stole me. Look, I didn't know how else to do this. I thought that I'd rip the Band-Aid off and...
You can't just... But just... Oh!
Frankie! Can you get some water?
Shit.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow. Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just 2 visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just 2 movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a 3-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just 2 visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hello?
Where the hell are you? It's 4 o'clock. I've been calling you all day. I left you a voicemail. I've been texting you.
Okay, wait. What day is it?
Tuesday. I need you at the museum now.
For what?
We're viral, baby.
Duncan, what are you talking about?
Matilda, what interest has exploded all because of you.
But the interview was a disaster. I mean, it was a total train wreck. All the host wanted to talk about was...
Who cares about that, schmuck? It's the public that matters. All they care about is Matilda, and they want to hear more. I got calls from London and New York. Shit, we had a call from China. I've been taking calls all morning. The press are going crazy. They all want a piece of this story. Matilda's a star.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, I mean, that's good, right? I mean, yeah, great. How did I get home last night? Was it her? Was it really Carrie? Was she even there?
Frankie, what the heck?
I'm sorry. How'd it go?
Trust me, we're about to get mega-rich collectors throwing money at us. Celebrities, hedge funds, all that shit.
Hedge funds, you think?
Yes. This is our dream. The Mutter's gonna be the biggest museum in Philly. Oh, and the best part. Come on.
Where are we going?
We got more tapes from that English girl, Nancy, the granddaughter of Vincent, the journalist. Look at the labels. Garden Party Interview, Thomas Pollard Confession. Thomas Pollard, who the hell is that? And this one, A History of, what's that last word?
Duncan, I can't read it.
Look, it'll take a while to put the pieces together and go through all the material, but this is adding up to be the biggest story and... Frankie, what's wrong?
I had like a really weird thing happen last night.
Frankie, are you talking about the interview?
No.
Oh, shit. I don't do well with emotional stuff. Do you need a hug? Should I call Este?
No. She wouldn't believe me.
Believe what? What happened?
Excuse me. Miss Bradshaw?
Yes?
Is this a bad time?
No, it's okay. how can I help you?
My name is Pippa Hearn. I represent a private collector in Europe.
Oh.
Were you here for the press conference?
No, I'm here for the skeleton.
See, Frankie, I told you. The whole world is in love with Matilda. Hello, Miss Hearn. I'm Duncan. I'm Frankie's partner.
Pleasure.
So you work for a private collector, huh? Maybe your boss is interested in donating to the Mutter.
No. I'm here to reclaim her. The skeleton was stolen from my employer. It was part of his private collection. I've come to Philadelphia to see it at close quarters. To make sure it's genuine and not a copy.
I see. And how do you know it's genuine?
There are signifiers that would be hard to fake. Seeing her up close, I'm convinced. Here. It's all in the paperwork.
Yes, well, forgive me that this is all just a little...
Hard to believe.
Who is your employer?
As I said, it's all in the paperwork.
Okay, but this has been public for weeks. I mean, why are you just coming forward now?
The bones were kept in storage. Basement storage. It was only as a result of the recent publicity that the theft was noticed.
How convenient.
I urge you to read the paperwork. It's complete with chain of title. Have a look. Show it to your lawyers. It's my employer's property and he wants it back.
Okay, well, I will give it my full attention, Miss Hearn.
Please do. We would appreciate a prompt response.
Since you're here, maybe you can tell us, where did the bones come from? And who did they belong to?
That we don't know. They've been in storage for years.
Oh, I see. So now that we've done all the work, you think there's some money in this?
Our legal representatives will be in touch in due course. Good day, Miss Bradshaw.
Chain of title, blah, blah, blah. Mark Whitney.
Who?
That's the name of her employer. Jesus, there's like 200 pages here.
That night, I sit in the Philadelphia Public Library. Alone, like I'm back in grad school. I'm combing through these documents, the chain of title, basically just a long list of names and dates. Most of them are faded and illegible, but there is one name I recognize.
Hello?
Duncan, hey, those new tapes you got from the English girl, Nancy, was there something about a Pollard? A Thomas Pollard?
And the twins, the new twins you gave birth to, Jill and Jackie, tell me about them.
Oh, at first it felt like our hopes and dreams had been answered. As if all the bad things, the tragedy, had been banished from our lives. We'd been given a precious gift. We had our girls back.
Well, you didn't have the girls back, exactly. You had new girls. New twins.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Dad, come see what we found!
I'm just painting the window frame. Can't it wait?
No, it can't. Come now, Daddy.
It's so yucky.
You have to come now, Daddy.
All right, Jill. Just give me a second. Ah, you girls digging up my lawn again.
No, Daddy. It's in the flower bed. Come on, look.
Oh, what is it, Jackie? Oh.
It's not moving.
Oh, a blackbird. I think he's dead.
It's got things crawling out of it.
Its eyes are gone.
Oh, don't touch it then. It might be diseased.
How'd it die?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was old or maybe a cat got it. I don't know. Don't touch it, girls.
Is it as old as Matilda? Will Matilda die?
Well, everything dies one day.
I'm not going to die. I'm going to live forever.
Me too.
What are you going to do with it, Daddy?
I'm going to go and put it in the bin. I'll just get me gardening gloves from the shed. What are you doing, girls?
We're burying him, Dad.
We made a grave.
Oh,
see?
God, your hands are filthy. You didn't touch it, did you?
No, we used the stick.
When Matilda dies, can we bury her too?
I like burying things.
Look, it's time for your tea, and you little monsters need to wash your hands and then... Oh, look at your knees. You're all muddy.
It's only dirt, Daddy.
It'll come off in the wash.
What's for tea? Not fish paste sandwiches again.
What did you say?
We hate fish paste sandwiches.
We never have fish paste sandwiches. Right, go on, wash your hands and tell your mum I'll be in a minute as soon as I've put this ladder away. I swear, that's what she said. Fish paste sandwiches. Now, where did she get that from?
I told you, Thomas. It's uncanny. The way they don't like cars. Their fear of water. There's connection of some kind. And what about Jill's birthmark and Jackie's mole?
Oh, steady on. I mean, it's scientifically proven that siblings often have very similar physical characteristics.
It's not just physical, is it? It's things they say. It's the way they are. This evening, I heard them in the bath singing that song.
Which song?
The one Maud and Mary used to sing. I saw a girl upon a stair. I saw the one who wasn't there.
You probably learned that at school.
It's as if...
No.
No,
stop it. This is not healthy.
But just think, Thomas. What if their souls, Maud and Mary... What if they've come back?
Love, you have to stop this. There are obviously going to be some connections. Look, there are things around the house and the way that we are. They're obviously going to absorb all of that. That's all this is.
You sure?
I'm certain. I'm absolutely certain. We have two wonderful little girls here. Jill and Jackie. Jackie and Jill.
Yeah.
Past is the past. We have a whole new future in front of us all. Let's get that light off, love. Let's get to sleep. Early start tomorrow.
Night-night. I lay there in the darkness. It seemed immense and empty. I knew inside myself that I wasn't wrong. that there was a connection.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Frankie, are you okay?
Yeah. Listen, I want to know what happened last night.
What part?
Well, you know, I thought we could start with my dead sister coming into the bar for a family reunion wearing a Steelers jersey.
You want a drink?
No, it's cool. Just, maybe a coffee. Okay, so she was here, right?
Yeah, she was here. Nice girl. A little rough around the edges, but hell, she was raised in Pittsburgh, right? She paid for your drinks and your taxi, and that was it. Look, I gotta ask you, is it true?
Is what true?
Is she really your sister? The one who got abducted? She sure looks like you.
I don't know.
Well, look. She said if you came back in here looking for her, you can find her at the Starbucks on Walnut Street. It's her office, she said.
Okay, look, thanks. I'll see you around, okay? So my sister likes the Steelers and hangs out at Starbucks. Steelers and Starbucks. My sister. I guess it's all about nurture, not nature, after all. Well, I've been here for an hour. No sign of Carrie. Duncan, hey, look, I can't talk right now.
It's on the tape.
What tape?
The Pollard family. I've been listening to it all day, trying to make sense of it. It seems like the Pollard family invited this journalist guy, Vincent, to come down to their house and interview their daughter. It's almost like a case study.
Duncan, I gotta go.
No, this is...
Hey, Frankie.
Who are you?
You know who I am. Look at my eyes. It's me. It's really me.
But you...
They took me. Frankie, they made me their own daughter.
Who took you?
Some very fucked up people. It's me, Frankie, your sister. Say my name.
I don't...
Carrie.
We stand there for a moment, unsure what happens next.
Oh, come here. Give me a cuddle.
She hugs me and holds me, and with my head pressed up against her bosom, I smell her, seeing if it brings back a memory.
What you doing?
Hey, ladies, you're blocking the doorway.
Look, have you told anyone about this? I mean, have you spoken to Mom?
Like... No, not yet. How is she?
I mean, she's not so good. She's in a home in Florida.
Oh. And Dad?
Dad? Oh, fuck. I don't know how to say this, Carrie.
It's okay. It's been a lot of years. Shit happens.
He looked for you everywhere. He just kept looking, and he never gave up, you know? And then his heart just, like, it just...
look, why don't we go outside?
Okay. Can you just walk me through this, please? Like, what actually happened? I mean, when did you put all of this together, you know? Like, when did you realize that you
Look,
you
I'm gonna tell you everything, but you gotta make me a promise.
What?
Don't pass out on me again.
Well, no promises, but... Oh, my God, and I hope you understand this is all very hard for me to believe, so... Before we go any further, I have to ask you a question. You know, something that's personal that only Carrie would know. So is that cool?
You think I'm an imposter?
Oh my God, no. I'm sure you're telling the truth, but I'm neurotic and I need to ask.
Yeah, sure. What's the question?
When I was a little girl, I had a stuffed animal, a lion. I carried him around everywhere. What was his name?
The Sisters is a Gold Hawk production, presented by Realm in association with Lights Out. Created by Brett Neachin and written by Brett Neachin, John Scott Dryden, and Mac Rogers.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
Frankie is played by Mae Whitman. Francis, Helen Baxendale. Mark, David Morrissey. Duncan, Miles Heiser. Thomas, Lee Ingleby. And Carrie, by Jennifer Armour. With sound design by Adam Woodhams. And original music by Seymour Milton and Sasha Putnam. The script editor is Mike Walker. For Gold Hawk Productions, the producer is Emma Hearn, and the director and executive producer is John Scott Dryden. For Realm, the producers are John Brooks, Fred Greenhall, and Nicole Otto. And the executive producers are Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Find the full list of credits in the show copy. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.